Hello,
Am I
thank you for
talking to
calling
you or is
the
there somebody else?
Depot Provera helpline. My name is Adrian on a recorded line. May I have the person that you are transferring?
Sure, Adrian. I have Desajene Anderson, Desijana.
Perfect. You can go ahead and transfer Ms. Anderson over.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Hello, Ms. Anderson.
Hi.
Hi, Ms. Anderson. My name is Adrian on a recorded line. I'm going to go ahead and ask you a series of questions here to see if you can participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit. And how are you doing today, first of all, Ms. Anderson?
I'm okay. A little sick, but I'm okay. I'm trying to get well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And, yeah, the weather is chilly. It's been chilly for the past couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah.
And Ms. Anderson, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Great. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm, or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Just let me know if you can't hear me because I'm not. Let me know if you can't hear me because I'm kind of rushing in the middle. So if you can't hear me, just let me know. Yes, I am.
Okay, no worries. And I'll try to make this quick as possible as well for you as for you too. And Ms. Anderson, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Yes.
The brain?
The brain.
And what is the date of your diagnosis?
You said what?
The date of your diagnosis. When were you diagnosed?
July. That was 5 years ago. I was dying. February. It was February. February 11th. But it was in 2022.
2022. Okay, so the date of your diagnosis I have as 2/11/2022. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both, or other?
It was both.
Both. And what is your date of birth?
9/11/96.
I have 9/11/1996, and do you know anyone else who was injured by Depot Provera by any chance?
No.
No, no worries. And then I'm going to go ahead and ask you a series of yes or no questions here as well. Did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depot Provera?
Wait, you said did I what?
Did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depot Provera?
Yes.
Which injectable did you use? Depot Provera, Depot Sub-Q Provera, or generic Medroprogesterone Acetate?
Depot Provera.
Depot Provera. Sorry, that last one is a long word to enunciate. And this is also a yes or no question here. Did you or a loved one use the name brand Depot Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
Yes.
And did you use Depot Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Wait, you said what?
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depot Provera between January 1st of 1992 throughout the present date?
Yes.
And then what was your usage start date, Ms. Anderson?
Ms. who?
Ms. Anderson.
You call me Ms. Pearson? Oh, I thought you said Ms. Pearson.
No.
July.
Sorry.
July. It's okay. July 20th, and I was in 2017.
Okay, so I have your usage start date as 7/20/2017. And what is your usage stop date? When did you stop taking Depot Provera?
January 18th, 2022.
I have your usage start date as 7/20/2017 and your usage stop date as 1/18/2022. Is that correct?
Yes.
And your main injury or medical problem is that you advised me that you were diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
Yes. And I'm sorry. I'm just in the middle of driving if you can't hear me.
No worries. I'll try to do this as quick as possible for you, Ms. Anderson. And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And your marital status?
I'm single.
And then your first and last name, please.
Desajana, D-E-S-I-J-A-N-A, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
And then just to confirm, I have D-E-S-I-J-A-N-A and last name A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Yes.
Perfect. And then what
That's
is
correct.
Your social security number?
614-928-833.
Just to confirm, I have 614-928-833. Is that correct?
Correct. That's correct.
And your primary contact email, I have firstname_lastname@hotmail.com.
That's correct.
And primary mobile phone number, would it be 707-347-6632?
That's correct.
Perfect. And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning or afternoon.
Morning. Okay, and it only lets me pick one of them. Which one would you like me to go ahead and click?
With a click, afternoon.
Afternoon. And then what about your full address?
136 Windsurfer, Vallejo, California.
I have 136 Windsurfer Court, Vallejo, in Solano County, California, zip code 94591. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And do you live in an apartment or building number at all?
No.
No. And then what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
I had three.
Three doctors that diagnosed
you? I had three. I had Dr. I had Dr. Daniel Paik.
And how would you spell his last name?
P-A-I-K.
And then I have Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L.
Yeah.
And then what was the diagnosing facility name called?
The facility?
Yes, the diagnosing facility
name. What is the name of it? It's on, what is the name of the hospital?
If you tell me, like, the street or, like, the state of where it is, I could try to find the hospitals near it.
It's, I think it's on Hospital Drive.
Hospital Drive. And what, state? Or
state
city?
California, United States. Yeah.
Okay. Hospitals in Hospital Drive, California. Would it be Sutter Solano Medical Center? I don't think it would be UCI Health.
Kaiser.
Kaiser
Permanente Vallejo Medical Center.
Kaiser. In where? Sorry.
Vallejo, California.
And I have Kaiser Permanente Vallejo Medical Center. And would that be the address be in 975 Sereno Drive, Vallejo, California, 94589?
Yes, that's it.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then... And then do you happen to have the phone number? If not, I have it here, the one ending in 1000.
Yeah, I don't have the phone number. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No worries. I'll go ahead and
pick it up. Okay.
And then, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
You said, did I have what?
Any prior cancer diagnosis? Like, did you have any cancer?
No.
No. And then.
Oh, yeah. What you mean? Do you mean like cancer diagnosis as far as the?
Before this, before
oh,
meningitis.
No.
Like, did
oh,
you
no.
have any prior?
Oh no, no.
No.
Before, no.
And then, what about your?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to pay attention to you.
No worries.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to drive and go and pay attention to what you're saying. I'm sorry.
I'll try to do this as quickly as I can here. And then, what about your treating doctor's name? Would it be the same or is it a different doctor? The one that's treating you.
Oh, somebody's calling me. For like outside the hospital, because I had three doctors. I had Dr. Sean. That's who treated me, Dr. Sean. And that's my primary care.
The one that's treating you, the treating doctor.
Yeah, that was Dr. Sean.
Okay, Dr. Sean, and his last name?
H-E-N-N-E-S-S-E-Y, Hennessy.
Hennessy or Hennessy's?
Hennessy,
okay. So I have H-E-N-N-E-S-S-E-Y. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then what is that treating facility name called?
The primary care?
Your treating doctor. So your treating doctor's name is Dr. Sean Hennessy. And what is the treating facility
uh-huh.
name? What is it, what is it called where he's at?
It's the... It's on Sacramento Street. Is it Sacramento Street? I'm trying to think of the street. I got so many doctors.
No worries. I understand. Take your time. So, Dr. Sean Hennessy. I mean, I'll try to search that up to see if.
Yeah, that's because Dr. Sean and Dr. Daniel and Dr. Sean, they were on 975 on Serena.
I think I found him here, Dr. Sean P. Hennessy.
Yeah.
Would he be in Sutter Solano Medical Center?
Dr. Sean?
Yes.
Or Dr. Hennessy?
Dr. Sean P. Hennessy.
Right, uh-huh.
So
on Hospital Drive, right?
Dr. Sean P. Hennessy. I searched it up, and it says that he's... On, yes, 100 Hospital Drive.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay, perfect. So we found him here on Google.
Yeah, he's on Hospital Drive.
And he's at Sutter Solano Medical Center.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then would you happen to know his phone number by any chance?
No, I don't have his phone number on hand.
Let's see if I could try to find it here.
I'm sorry, I don't have his phone number.
No worries. I'm going to try to find it here, Sean P. Hennessy.
For this, is it...
Sorry, what was that?
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, sorry. And then what about your prescribing doctor's name? The one that's prescribing you your pharmaceuticals.
Dr. Daniel? No. Did you mean my primary care doctor?
No, your prescribing doctor. You're the doctor that's prescribing you your pharmaceuticals. Yes.
Oh, that was Courtney Berman.
You said Dr. Courtney Berman, and would that be C O U R T N E Y and Berman B U R M A N?
Yeah. It's B-E-R-M-A-N.
B-E-R-M-A-N?
Yes.
Perfect. And then what is that facility name called?
That one is OBGYN. That one is Sereno. That's Kaiser. Vallejo Kaiser Medical Center.
I have Kaiser Permanente Vallejo Medical Center.
Yeah, Medical Center.
Okay, so it's the same one as Dr. Daniel Cake? Is that what it is? Cal Cake? Sorry.
Which one?
So
Dr.
I remember
Cake, you said?
Dr. Daniel. Dr. Daniel.
Dr. Daniel Pake. That's the radiation doctor.
Yes, he's also at Kaiser Permanente, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I remember you told me he was at Kaiser Permanente Vallejo Medical Center, and I just wanted to see if it's the same address, same facility, correct?
I think it's one Vallejo Kaiser Permanente Vallejo Medical Center.
What do you mean, one Vallejo? Oh, there's only one Vallejo Kaiser Permanente? Is that what you're saying?
One,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then?
Vallejo Medical Center.
And then what about your pharmacy name?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, no worries. And then what your pharmacy name?
It's at the pharmacy on Sacramento. What is the name? A Planned Parenthood, and it's on Sacramento Street.
Let's see. I have Planned Parenthood, B Street Health Center.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yes. Yeah. Is that Sacramento Street?
I see 201 29th Street B, Sacramento, California, 95816.
No. It's Sacramento Street, Vallejo, 303 Sacramento Street, Vallejo, California. Not in Sacramento, California.
Vallejo. Sorry about that. Oh, I see it here. Planned Parenthood Vallejo Health Center, 303 Sacramento Street, Vallejo. Perfect.
Sacramento. Yeah. Sorry about that. It's not confusing.
No worries. That was my fault.
Do I need to, how long we'll be on the call, because I'm going to work, but I can finish before I go in.
Okay, no worries. So I'll try to do this as quickly as possible. So we're just about to finish here on the intake form.
I can't hear you at all.
Can you hear me? Hello, can
you
hear me?
I can't hear you.
Hello, Ms. Anderson, can you hear me?
No, it's breaking up really bad. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? I can hear you.
Barely, it's like you echoing now all of a sudden. I don't know why.
Oh, that's strange. We're just about to finish here on the intake form. I just needed to ask you.
I can't hear anything.
Sorry, Ms. Anderson, we're just about to finish here.
Can you say it one more time?
Do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party?
No, I don't right now. I don't have it right now at the moment.
You don't have a copy of the medical records?
No, I don't have it right now. I'm at work right now. I don't have it on hand.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Not right now, but could you provide these medical records if the attorneys ask for them? You gave me your social,
yes.
So, you know, they could go ahead and pull your records that way. But if they do ask if you could provide them these medical records, can you provide these medical records mail or electronically or both?
Electronically, I can't. Yeah, electronically.
Electronically?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
No.
You don't
have to put someone?
You don't have to if you don't want to. You don't want to put anyone?
No. No, I don't have to put anyone.
Okay, no worries. I'll go ahead and just put your information.
It's so hard to hear you now.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little bit. I can hear you.
Okay. So this is the last thing here. I'm going to go ahead and confirm that I have everything here on the agreement with you correctly. I'm going to send it to you. Once I submit it, the law firm will have, seen it in their office, and then they should be calling you within the next 48 hours. So let me go ahead and just confirm that I have everything here with you before I send it to you, okay?
Okay.
So it does require me to put something there for the emergency contact, so I'm just putting your information there if that's okay with you, Ms. Anderson.
Yes, I hear you. You said it does.
It does require you to put. Yes, to put something there, but I'm just going to go ahead and put your information if that's okay with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay.
Can you put my doctor?
For an emergency contact?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could go ahead and do that. It does require me to put an email or address. So if you don't know that, I could go ahead and put your email and address for that required section. And then I could go ahead and put your doctor for the name and phone number. Or we could just go ahead and continue and just put your information for the emergency contact. If you don't want to put anybody.
That's fine.
So you just want to put your information?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so I'm just going
to tell you, are you kind of?
No, mm-hmm. I already put your information in here. I remember you told me earlier your phone number and name. So I did go ahead and send that out. So let me go ahead and confirm that I have everything here correctly with you before I send you this DocuSign here. Let's see. And then, Ms. Anderson, I have first name DESIJANA, Anderson, ANDERSON. Is that correct? Street address 136 Windsurfer CT Vallejo, California 94591. Telephone number 707-347-6632. Email address first name underscore last name at hotmail.com. And then I have, was that all correct?
Yes, that's right.
Sorry, I'm trying to do this as quickly as possible here for you. And then I have the date of birth, 9/11/1996. Social is 614-928833. Was that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So I just sent that over to you via email and text message. So go ahead and put me on speakerphone if you haven't already. But this step should only take about a minute, depending on how fast you are on signing. But go ahead and click the
review
link.
Review document?
Yeah, so go ahead and click the link that's in the text message or email, and then it should redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. So
DocuSign. It says, do you agree to receive future messages from DocuSign?
Yes. So
number, say yes.
Yes, so it does ask you to allow consent to allow consent or check a box that says, I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. So, yes.
Yeah, I see it. What's your name?
My name is Adrian Lopez. So you should have received a text or an email from me.
No, I have the email. I'm in there. It says, please review and act on these documents. It says Adrian Lopez, and it says, please sign.
Perfect. Yes. Go ahead and click that link, and it'll redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage, and then click the yellow continue button. And then let me know once you're there.
See, I see it right now. So basically, it's just having me go down as I'm going to sign, correct?
Correct. Yes. So go ahead and click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen, and then, or at the top right of the screen, I should say, after you allow consent, and then click the yellow start button. Go ahead, and then it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature.
I'm done with that. It says, thank you for completing.
Oh, wow, that was really quick.
It says, your documents have been completed.
Yes, so that was really quick. Thank you for that, Ms. Anderson. You flew by that. So thank you again. It was a great speaking with you. Let me go ahead and find out which law firm you've been assigned to, so I can go ahead and give you their direct line and the name of who you've been assigned to. So let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand.
Okay, 1 second.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, I'm ready.
Perfect. So the law firm you've been assigned to is named Pulaski, which is Pulaski. Again, that's Pulaski. Their direct line, Pulaski Legal, and their direct line is 909-906-3862. Again, that's 909-906-3862. And then, do you have any questions, concerns for me while I have you on the line, Ms. Anderson?
No.
No? No worries. Well,
thank you for everything.
Of course. And thank you for your time. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Ms. Anderson. And again, they should be reaching out to you within the next 48 hours. If for whatever reason they don't, go ahead and give that direct line a call. But I will be sending you a text right after this phone call so that you have my information. And if you have any questions, concerns, you could always feel free and contact me. But as of now, you are assigned to them. And if you want an update on your case, you could always feel free and contact them. But you have our direct lines.
Thank you so much.
Of course, Ms. Anderson. I do, again, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I hope you have a great rest of your night, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye.